Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
Talking to you after you beat Pitt last year at Heinz Field. Last year at this time, you were preparing to win the Big East Championship, and now you're in the Rams locker room your rookie season. How's it going so far?
It's doing real good. The one thing that I love about our organization is the fact that everybody in this locker room, from some players that are fours to the starters, you know, everybody just want to get better. You know, and our main objective is we don't want to come in and we don't want to play hard football. Damn that. You know, we want to come in and we want to win every freaking game that we play. You know, and so that's our mentality. And Coach Spag does an excellent job at making sure that we know we're not trying to come in. The 09 round, 1-15. I actually keep that written on the inside of my gloves. 1-15, 1-15, 1-15. So I can make sure that on my end, contributing to the team, and we don't ever go back to 1-15, you know, because that just sucks. It's cool to have first picks in the draft and all that, But as an organization, I think coaches feel the same way. We'd rather be on the back end of the pick opposed to the front end.
Now, you mentioned your gloves, the 1-15. I know after the Big East Championship game, you had all kinds of stuff written on the gloves. Your gloves still decorated with other stuff?
Well, we can't write on our gloves now. You know, you get fined for that. But again, I keep 1-15 written on the inside of my gloves, as well as my city. You know, Bunnell, Florida, of course. Shout out to my city that kept me going. You know, I mean, win, lose, or draw, that my city is literally going to be the ones that keeps it the raw city. So.
I'm leading up to this. I mean, did you think you were going to be a fan of this Rams? I mean, prior to this, you had workouts and you visited with teams before the draft. I mean, did you kind of think you'd end up here, or was there a team?
I narrowed it down, actually, because my agent kept telling me, you know, Marty, the teams that really don't talk to you when it comes to the draft, those are the teams that are more likely than not to end up drafting. So I was like, okay, I might end up on the West Coast, because I didn't talk to too many West Coast teams. So, you know, I ended up halfway in the Midwest, and I'm happy, man. I mean, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm literally happy because I'm at an organization, we're young, and we're able to grow with each other. You know, we don't have no 12 and 13 year vets on our team. You know, at the skill position where I play at, I don't think we have any guys that have over 5 years of experience at the wide receiver spot. So it's just excellent. You know, it's really excellent to be here in this position that everyone wants to get better and we're able to grow together.
Now, Nolan Cromwell, the wide receivers coach, how's he been teaching you young guys the ropes?
Coach been real tough, and that's the way we need it. You know, he's always telling us, hey, catch the ball, secure the ball. Anything that touches our hands, we need to catch, you know. And coach has done an excellent job at beating that in our head and beating our route running, beating our splits, beating the playbook in us, you know. And he's been doing a real excellent job.
And the young guys, I mean, is there anyone who is the leader of you guys? I mean, is there anyone that kind of keeps everybody flowing? I mean, who's kind of the leader of the pack right now? In terms of just kind of getting you guys motivated.
Since I'm the mouth of the bunch, I guess I'll take it in on me. Because I just can't stay quiet, you know, in situations like this. I mean, I literally, before the game started, I made sure I touched every one of my teammates and let them know, hey, we're going to play physical, we're going to play hard. Try your hardest to be perfect, you know. Make sure you're perfect today and play nasty, because that's the kind of team that we're going to be. You know, we're going to be a team that's going to hit you. You know, we're going to try to knock the sweat off your head on defense. And on offense, we're going to try to finesse and power our way into the end zone. You know, point blank and period, end of story. You know, we're going to throw the ball and we're going to run it. You know, we have an excellent horse in the backfield with Steven Jackson and the rest of our backs at the back there, Obanaya and those guys. And on the wide receiver end, you know, we have talent everywhere, you know. So it's again, it's an excellent opportunity for me as a rookie to be on a team that's young and that's able to grow and that's hungry.
And how have you digested the playbook and kind of getting your rhythm yourself? I mean, is everything kind of coming natural to you?
Yeah, it's starting to come together. I spend a lot of time in the playbook. I still have a lot of kinks to work out. But all in all, you know, I've been pretty good.
You were targeted a few times tonight for whatever reason. You know, the ball might have not been there, you know, on target. The ball was slippery. But, I mean, tonight's performance, how'd you feel?
Wide receiver-wise? I give myself a C-. Just because I dropped three balls, you know, I'm 0-3. You know, if I play, you know, the whole game and I drop eight balls, then I'm 0-8, 0 yards. You know, that's a shutout. And the other guy over top of me is going to look like he's an all-pro. You know, and so my job as a receiver in the league is to make whoever guards me, you know what I'm saying? And that's all our mentality as receivers. Whoever guards us, they ate up. You know, regardless of fun making the story.
Thanks, Marty.